From NPR and WBUR, I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now, and we're monitoring a school shooting 30 miles north of Seattle, Washington. Around 10:45 West Coast time, students at the Marysville Pilchuck High School were evacuated, hands in the air. Police say the shooter, a student, is dead. CNN reports he was a popular student recently bullied. About 45 minutes ago, Dwayne Cadell, a junior hiding in a classroom, told the local CBS affiliate Cairo that he was in the cafeteria when someone started shooting.
I was no more than about 15 feet away when I heard that, you know, and I was thinking like someone was like kicking the door or something. And then after like a little couple seconds after, I heard that, and I seen everybody running out like, go, it's the gun, it's the gun.
Kim Malcolm is with Here and Now contributing member KUOW in Seattle. Kim, chilling words and the pictures of kids running have been chilling as well. What have you seen?
Yeah, Robin, it's been a surreal experience for folks here watching their television screens, kids walking across the fields, being evacuated from the school with their hands above their heads. It's police and officers moving from building to clear the site. It is not something that folks in the Pacific Northwest are used to seeing.
Well, you know, interesting that we understand there was a school shooting at a university, Seattle Pacific in June, where a gunman killed one student and wounded two others. But this is a high school. And what are we hearing about who's been injured?
So far, at this hour, the police have been able to confirm for us there is one student who is dead. They believe him to be the shooter. The number just changed in the last 45 minutes or so. We are now up to four injured people who have been transported to hospitals, three of them to a local hospital in Everett, but one has been taken to Harborview Medical Center here in Seattle. That's a level one trauma center, so that is clearly someone who they're very concerned about and have moved to the level one trauma center.
Well, we know the police were moving through the school to make sure it was just the one shooter. So what's the status now? What are parents being told, for instance? I'm sure they want to run to the school.
They have been, they are, of course, panicking and want to be with their children as soon as they can. But the police and the authorities are telling them, do not come to the school site itself. They are now telling parents to come to a reunification point. It's the Schultes Gospel Church. So that information has just come out, and now parents do have a place to go.
And have you heard any more, Kim, about the shooter? We heard these reports on CNN. That he was a popular student. And I say he because earlier today, the police wouldn't even confirm if it was a boy or a girl. But now we are hearing a report that this was a popular student recently bullied. That means they know who it is. I mean, what more are you hearing?
Officially from the police, not too much about that. And of course, lots of reports will be flying around right now from the students themselves who were there. Some of them saw some things directly. Others are hearing it from other students and they're in close quarters. But I would just caution that we do not have any official confirmation from the police yet.
Right. Kim Malcolm with Here Now contributing member station KUOW in Seattle, where there has been a school shooting that we do know. Kids have evacuated from the Marysville Pilchuck High School. And Kim, a big school up there.
A big school, yeah. Spread out, a big campus.
Yeah.
Lots to clear.
Well, and the shooter reportedly dead, reportedly of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. But of course, we'll continue to follow this story. As Kim says, it's just hard to parse, except that it's terribly sad. Kim, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.
You're listening to Here and Now.